the members are about 125, 140. Compare that to the rest of Copenhagen. That is nothing.
Yeah.
Then compare that to the size of Denmark. The room is like ridiculously small. Then Europe, and then compare it to the rest of the world. It is a joke. It is a joke that we are in this situation. What kind of power are we talking about? We are the ones giving it to them.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, when the Trilateral Commission came over here a few years back, three, maybe 4 years ago, and it was Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller and a few other bods, and then there were our scum, politicians. There was Mary McAleese, who was loved for being the president of Ireland at the time. Prior to that, it was Mary Robinson, who's now has got a lovely UN job and is a member of the Club of Rome. So that goes to show what they are really standing for, along with Brian Cowan and Brian Lenehan. And basically 2 weeks later, they'd obviously decided in that tiny room, not even 140 plus people, as you say, in Copenhagen, but in Ireland, a tiny room with about maybe 5, 6, 10 at the most people, they ended up giving us our bank bailout situation, and the first bank failed a couple of weeks later, and there it was. There was our big demise from the Celtic Tiger to poverty and struggle again. And it was all done over lunch. And I just can't believe that this is allowed, is permissible by the general public. I think it's up to us. You know, Henry Kissinger should have been arrested for war crimes by any police force anywhere in Europe, shouldn't he?
I think when you look at these people, most of them look nice. I mean, they've got great suits and nice cars and bodyguards and whatever. They say things that you want to hear. Freedom, liberty, change, these type of things. You have to look beyond it and see they are criminals on a scale that is unreal. They are super, super, super gangsters.
Yeah, they are gangsters, indeed.
They are gangsters. And it's just that we put a nice label underneath, you know. You might as well change their suits, put on a Nazi uniform. That would make more sense to when you see their actions, you know.
Yeah. Well, Gillian Triplecock in the chat room is saying, I still think you can name the minions. And there's millions of those minions, unfortunately. They all wear, you know, stripes, and they all wear collars and ties, and they all wear, you know, military uniforms and all the rest of it. These people need to be taken to task. They need to be having the finger pointed at them, don't they?
But it's happening now. You know, a few years ago, there was one of my friends, an absolute beautiful person called Alfred Lavremont-Verbré. I think he's absolutely incredible, international lawyer and judge. He was part of the war tribune in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, where George Bush Jr., Dick Cheney, Tony Blair, and other people were tried for crimes against peace, crimes against humanity, for starting these totally unjust wars against Afghanistan and Iraq. These wars are absolutely built on total lies, total inside jobs. They were sentenced, of course, they were too afraid and too weak and too cowardly to come, even though they were subpoenaed to this court. But the sentence was carried out. The whole case was tried with witnesses, everything, and they were sentenced guilty for these crimes. This sentence was then given to the International Court in Hague, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was a few years ago. Then in March 2014, the English Queen Elizabeth Windsor the second, and the former Pope were tried, and they were subpoenaed to a court in Brussels. Similar court, same type of judges, international judges. We're not talking about some airy-fairy trial. This is the real thing. They were called to this People's Court, tried for child genocide.
Mm.
Child genocide. It's unreal, the level of that is hardcore accusations. As far as I know, they have been found guilty as well. And now, just a few days ago, I found out that they are starting a new People's Court for the 9/11 crimes.
All right.
So the thing is, the ship is going down. The spotlight is being aimed at them, and these people cannot move freely anymore.
There's a bit of frustration here, Ollie. I mean, are these common law courts or whatever they're called, or the ITCC? I've had Kevin Annett on here. I think he's doing fantastic work, no matter what people say about him. Taking these people to task is all well and good. Are they going to be recognized? I mean, the way we can step out of their system, and we know how to do it, is we do not recognize them. When we do that, we stand in our sovereignty, we stand in our power. But they know how to do that too, because they know how we can stand in our power. Okay, so they don't seem to be recognizing. There aren't, the Queen of England should be behind bars, and it should be shown why she is to the Royal British Union Jack flag waving public, why she's put behind bars. You know, the same thing for many, many politicians and many, many bankers, etc., and globalists around the planet. These people aren't seeing the inside of cells. They're seeing the inside of their beautiful mansions.
I think it's just a matter of time, and I think it's coming quickly now. Now the Queen Beatrix said, shit, this is getting too close. She jumped off the ship a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Spanish king, not long ago, he said, oh, you're too close. Get me some crutches. Let me look sick. I'm out of here. You know, I think in a very near future, we're going to see a lot of people jumping off, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the first ever pope to resign, that was absolutely historical and hysterical at the same time.
It is, and now the Vatican put charges against one of their own for child abuse or paying for to use children for sex and so on. It is, things are happening, you know. And on my first page, front page on my website, Light on Conspiracies, if you scroll down, there's a beautiful video of how a natural movement is started. Have we talked about that one before?
No, we haven't spoken about it. But I love it. You can explain that now. I have put www.lightonconspiracies. I've put it in a few times in the chat room, but we haven't read it out enough. So www.lightonconspiracies.com, and I'll put it in the chat room again. There you go. So the first page, I won't bring it up because my computer isn't too good.
No, but scroll down and you will see there's a YouTube video and it said how a natural movement is started. This is a beautiful, very telling example of how it's done. There's this rock concert somewhere, I don't know where it is, and there's just a guy filming the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people sitting at a grassy slope, you know, just enjoying themselves in the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy stands up and starts dancing. He throws off his shirt. This is a guy who cannot dance. I mean, he looks like a frog in a mixer. He has no rhythm, really.
I've seen this video. It's excellent. It's excellent.
He's so happy. He just goes for it, you know. And people are laughing, pointing at him. Oh, look at that weirdo. Look at the crazy guy. Look at the tinfoil hat, you know. But he's totally fearless, brave, just doing his thing. Then after a little while, it takes 20, maybe half a minute or something, a second guy comes up. Same thing there. He cannot dance either, but he really goes for it. And the first guy, which is very important, welcomes him, you know, with a hug, you know, and they just dance like mad people. Everybody's still laughing. Oh, look at these weirdos. Then a third guy comes, then a fourth, then a fifth, then a sixth, then a seventh, and just speeds up like in. And within a few minutes, the whole place is rocking, you know, because it goes very fast, and then suddenly the people who are sitting pointing fingers are the ones that are left on the outside. So suddenly they need to join as well. So it's not like a linear movement, you know. It's not like it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 100.
Hmm.
And that is the way the snowball effect works. And this is why I feel so optimistic, because the 1, 2, 3, that we're beyond that. Now we're at the 4, 5, going to 80 in very quickly. And I tell you, I would be so surprised if we will see the next Bilderberg meeting in 2015. If I have a say, this will be over a long time before that.
Okay, well, I love your optimism. People tell me off for being too optimistic. They say it's my downfall. But to be honest, speaking one's mind and then other people seeing that it's okay and hearing that it's okay to speak one's mind, and that once you speak from the heart and, you know, with a bit of logic behind it and some truth behind it, you know, even if you don't know the full story, they then share their truth and their mind and their heartfelt subjects, etc. And it really is immense how that has a catalyst effect and a knock-on effect, a domino effect. And bit by bit, we're getting more and more. It's like once there was one whistleblower, Ollie, and now we have many. And isn't that the way to go? That's how we should be doing it. And the more people that find out the truth about things, the more the veils will be lifted and the more these despots and despicable evil people will be either stopped or got rid of altogether.
Sean, I have been down this road for 30 odd years of my life. 30 odd years. That is a massive part of my life.
Yeah.
I have put myself under extreme danger. I've had people murder close friends that I've seen die because of this. I've had to leave my country because I was threatened. I'm not being optimistic just because it's fun to be optimistic. No. I can see the change. There is a massive change going on. The difference from that many years ago and to this day, it's incredible, the awakening going on. So people may call me naive or whatever. Who cares? I do not. I know that what you focus on as well and what you add strong feelings to, that will grow in your experience of life. I am going to totally focus on this being the most beautiful world that can be created by man.
Absolutely.
And focus on that and stay focused on that while exposing this group. If I succeed, I will be absolutely thrilled and feel so blessed. If I fail, okay, fine, I will die and that's it. And sorry I couldn't make it, maybe next time.
Well, I don't want to be lying in a hospital bed years from now and my children gathered round, you know, on my deathbed or whatever, and them saying, "What, so you knew about that and you knew about that and you knew, and what the heck did you do about it?" Do you know? We're doing at least what we can. I mean, you know that if there was an opportunity to change things physically, or there was a way, a method offered to us, proffered to us, that we could change things tomorrow, we'd be the type of people that would go along and do it, wouldn't we?
We're doing it. I'm doing everything I can. I'm sure you are as well. In every single meeting with other human beings, I'm trying to lift it, you know. If I go into a room, I try to leave it better than it was when I entered it. You know, if you keep doing that also when you confront these awful, awful energies and people and things like that, keep focusing on that and it makes an impact. It really does. I'm just a single normal guy. I have reached out to millions. I know that. It's just what the programs tell me, okay, the statistics. By now, I've reached out to millions.
Yeah.
So, and that's just me. And then these people will talk to other people. And the reason why people listen or are touched by what I'm saying is because I come from love. They recognize it inside themselves. If I had been here talking about, let's kill them. I mean, it's so easy. String them up, blow them up, chop them up. So easy. That's the easy way to do it. That's what history tells us, you know. Kill the bastard. Bury them and let's take over. We've got the power. Yeah, but if you study history, look at revolutions and listen to the word revolution, it repeats itself. That is why it's so important now, where we are at a point in history where we are getting close to a revolution again.
Yeah,
if
but I
think chop them up and kill them and string them. Just check out history. Within a few years, we're going to be worse than they are.
Ollie, we can change what revolution means. Revolution to me just means turning. Okay, turning. And, and for me, revolution is, for me, I've done it. Get myself a little plot in the country, grow my own food, you know, I live in heaven, Ollie, and the one thing that messes this little heaven I live in up is the realization that so many people are struggling and living in bloody hell. And that's what it is. And I mean, you know, I'm not a religious person, but whenever anyone quotes bloody politics via religion to me, if they're a Christian, I say, well, look at the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, there's no tax in heaven, apparently. There's no war in heaven, apparently. There's none of this shite in heaven. And yet we're supposed to be creating it on earth. It's the message. That's what it is. So looking outside, looking interplanetary or interspirituality wise, this is it. We are really here. We are really here. The grass is growing outside my house. The plants are growing. My children are growing. I'm growing. That's what's happening, isn't it, Ollie? Are you still with me?
I am indeed.
Okay, sorry. I heard some noise in the background. I thought you snuck off.
No. But what I would say, instead of revolution, I would say evolution. You know, how
well, if you like. Well, I think we were totally, this is my own opinion and I could be totally wrong. I think we devolved. Okay? It was devolution. There's no way a beautiful human being wants to kill another. There's no way. Because deep down we do only want to be loved and have the ability to love. And that really is our reason for being and continuance. Okay, and procreation is very important, which is why they're attacking us in our procreation, in our, you know, they're making us all infertile, they're doing all this stuff, and they're depopulating via wars, famines, and all the rest of it. So there's definitely this spiritual war going on and physically attacking us. So all this stuff is going on, and either we become immortal, which maybe I think we all are anyway, or we make sure that the future of our that's our immortality by having our children come along and they take over our mantle. They are going to look at us as either incredible revolutionaries, okay, for doing what we're doing, or they're going to look at us as stupid, because we got it wrong and they're going to get it better than us. I don't know which, but it's one of them, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller. I just do my best.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room earlier said, is Ollie going to be willing to give us a few predictions? And I didn't ask you the question, but you've just now said why I didn't ask you the question.
Because I can give you a clear prediction.
Oh, go on.
The future is going to be wonderful.
Okay, well, that's my prediction too, but that's a guess.
If we can focus, I mean, we are in a house now where it's on fire, okay? So the idea, before we start looking for how we're going to fix the future and grow the all of these things, a good idea was to put the fire out, okay? So we need to deal with this problem that we are in at the moment. And this problem goes by different names, but some call it the elite. They're messing this whole place up. But yeah, they're a very, 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 very small group of people. We're talking about the centers, like only a few thousand, and we are 7 billion.
I know,
people.
Ollie.
It's like unreal. Come on.
Ollie.
Why are we even talking about these things?
Ollie, I tell you why we're talking about it, because there might only be a few thousand of them, but they have got billions of people who believe in their religions. They've got billions of people willing to don a fecking uniform and fight for whatever. Okay? So they have their minions. And that is really important. We have so many people to wake up to the truth. And I don't mean our truth, my truth. I mean the truth. The truth that when you put on a uniform and you go into another country and you kill people, you're a fucking terrorist. You're not in an army. Okay? Anyone who goes to someone else's land and tries to dictate or shoot the people or do whatever. They are terrorists in another person's country. Believe me, us Irish know all about it. We were called terrorists for protecting our land.
Yeah, yeah. It's the truth. It's the truth. I mean, whatever, at least be honest about it. If you join the army, they should tell you, okay, welcome to these ranks. You're here to be trained as an absolute killer, ruthless assassin. You're here to mutilate and torture people and blow their heads off, even though they haven't done anything. Are you up for it? If your answer is yes, then okay, join. But you're being told a totally different story. So you have you're being duped into agreeing to become something that it's beyond your understanding, because you have not understood what it is you signed up for. That is not right. You know, and these are the things we have to get back to: truthfulness and transparency. And then it's up to people to choose good or bad in each and every situation. But I believe in that humans are good. You know, we're being totally messed up, but we are good in the bottom of us. We're good.
Yeah.
Look at children. They don't want to go around hurting each other and kick it. Children that are not feeling well, you know, and not feeling love, they can start kicking dogs and stuff like that. But the child itself, to start with, they embrace nature, they embrace animals, they're kind to each other, they have it in them. You know, if somebody starts want to step on an ant or something, most children would try and stop them. Look at children that are not messed up by us, and you will see where it is we're supposed to go. We should go back to that state. But we have been messed up, and we need to unmess ourselves, you know?
Yeah. No, I don't know. The vibe I've queued lately, a show with Tracy Chapman talking about a revolution. Last time I played Tracy Chapman, guys, talking about a revolution, I got told off for playing it, and it was rubbish and all the rest of it, even though I love the track. Ollie, we have got another, just over half an hour. Should we take a quick break, a quick tune break? I need a wee break, as they say, haha. And we'll be back straight after to maybe, I want you to nail it. I want you to nail, let's give a solution. What do we really want to be doing in the next, I don't know, 5 or 10 years to make things happen, to make things easy? Now, it could be just look in the mirror, as you said, just think positive, as you said. But, you know, we want to know what we want to do. And if you have any solutions or any suggestions for solutions for us to be able to, for me here in Ireland, to get the Gardaí to do their job, for example, these minions should be arresting the criminals. It's so obvious and so unbelievable that they're not doing it. And if you're listening in on Garda Síochána, and I hope you are, understand who you are working for. It's us, not the evil shits that you think you are. And it's not that they're paying your wages, we are. So cop on and sort it out. If not, we'll have to drag the army back and tell them they're not corporates and what they're really doing out in other countries working for the UN Agenda 21. Get them back to Ireland to sort you lot out if you don't sort something out. Anyway, solutions, we need it, don't we?
Yep.
We do. Look, I'm going to play The Moods. Brilliant band from Manchester. I met Dave over in Manchester when I was there. This band is fecking brilliant. The Moods and Inconsiderate Minds. We'll take a wee break, Ollie, and be back after this. It's about 5.5 minutes long, so we can get a cup of tea. See you in a bit, guys.
over me, and selfishness takes over me. When no one wants to talk to me, then loneliness will comfort me. When loneliness is killing me, I test my grief, insanity, and in life you'll sometimes find inconsiderate
Yes, that's Inconsiderate Minds by The Moods from Manchester. Check them out. They're on Facebook, The Moods Manchester on Facebook page. They are really, really brilliant. And we are back on peoplesinternetradio.com. This is Sean Maguire with Out of the Bag and my wonderful guest, Ollie Damagard. We have been chewing the chaff about a lot of things, Ollie, haven't we?
We have indeed.
And you know, it's really important that we continue to do so. And Ollie, are you getting out there and speaking other than radio shows? Are you getting, like you said, you had that speech outside the building in Copenhagen when the Bilderbergers were there. Are you getting out in demonstrations and talking on rallies, or are you getting to speak at venues and stuff? What's your gameplay?
My gameplay is everywhere I can make a difference. If it's not, has anything to do with racism or violence, I'll go there. I'll do anything I can. And, I just came home from the Open Mind Conference in Copenhagen, as I told you. And, that went out on TV and so on. And anything, you know, I can do. At the moment, it's mostly radio. I'm doing, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shows a week internationally. So this is the thing I'm focusing on.
Yeah, and it's great because Mick O'Connell, he had you on his Liffey Sounds radio show recently, and He just thought you were absolutely fantastic as a guest. And, you know, any radio host listening out there in other networks, etc., not to say that they are listening, but if they are, get Ollie onto your show and, get him to espouse his wealth of research and knowledge. It's fantastic stuff. Thank you, Ollie.
My absolute pleasure.
So, look, we've got a quarter of an hour to go, and I was thinking of solutions. And really, you know, us doing what we're doing, you're saying, is a form of solution, getting the word out there, getting the truth out there. Even if it's just getting people to talk about it, telling us, you know, if a bunch of lads are standing at a bus stop tomorrow saying, Jesus, did you hear that Sean Maguire and Ollie Damagard last night? God, don't they talk a lot of shite? At least they're talking about it. That's what we want them to do, isn't it?
I want action.
Ha ha, there we go, that's better.
No, but you totally misunderstood me before if you said that I was just thinking positively and like this. Absolutely not. Action is the thing that everybody can talk. Action is the thing that goes. But how do you do it?
Mm.
And I think like the man you talked about before with that business card, action. That is action. Get back into honesty, honor, your own power, get your own power back, you know? And there's this wonderful, absolute, amazing word. It's only two letters and it goes like this. No. No. You know? So if they say, do this, the answer is no. It's totally nonviolent. If it's against, if you ask your heart will tell you, is this right or wrong? If it's wrong, use the word no. And that can make incredible things, you know.
Yeah.
I think so. It is a magic word. And it's without the no, you cannot say yes either, you know. So they're both very powerful tools, but you know, you need to make them very clear. And no is not a violent thing to do or an aggressive way. It's just a no. If somebody says, go and hit this guy.
Yeah.
No. Go and shoot that person. No. Go to that war. No. Go and stand in line. No. Be horrible to your neighbor. No. Let me control you. No. Say yes for us to strangle you with taxes. No. Accept our new laws. No. Obey? No. That's the thing.
Yeah, we're dangerous people when we stand in our own sovereignty and our own individuality and think for ourselves. They really don't want us to think for ourselves. I'm amazed. I mean, there was a great show on before for this show, the men's rights show, and they talk about, you know, feminism and all the rest of it, but they were also talking about education. And the fact that, you know, our children are being educated in such a dumbed down sheep conformist sort of way, it really is up to individuals to stand up and say no. And to say no, we're not having this. We want to learn properly even, you know? But we also say yes to so much, and we should say yes to stuff, not yes to the negatives, because that's the no answer. But you know, it's yin and yang, isn't it? I mean, we should be saying yes to action, yes to ending corruption, yes to exposing criminals. You know, that's what we should be doing as well.
Yeah, it's like you have to make these very clear. The no, make your no a no and your yes a yes. You know, do it with your heart, because most people say no, you know, yes. It's like, what is it? It's so confusing. It's like a fog. Is it a yes or is it a no?
It's a maybe, yeah.
Be straight with it. You know, and one of the things that I, for instance, in Sweden, and I think you do it in English as well, when you talk about yourself and your own opinion, one should do this. No, not one should do that. I should do that. One thinks this. I think you use the word one, don't you?
Uh-huh.
When, without taking responsibility, how do you do that in English? Do you say you when you speak in general?
Well, this is the thing. The English language is very confusing. It's set up to be that way. So when you say you do this and you do that, people take it very personally. So Queen's English, sadly, they call it, would be if one would do this, then it's if one, it's not personal.
Exactly. But I'm saying make it personal.
Yeah.
Make you do or let me stand by my action, by my words. Take the power back in your language as well. In Sweden, they say when you talk about some, you say they have this totally neutral say man thinks like this or man does like that. No, he doesn't. I think like this. Maybe you think like that, but not this thing. Take your language back. Take your power back. Take Absolutely. Your strength back by becoming clear. Make your yes a yes and your no a no. Think before you answer. Inform yourself about your rights, really important. Check out what is going on, because this group we're back to, are fiddling around and playing ping pong with your brain, because they know that you're not aware of what's going on. You don't know your rights. You don't know what is you're allowed to, what you're not allowed to. And whatever law they put forward, does this law agree with the law of your heart? You know, I made false passports and stuff like that to smuggle people out from Iran. That was totally illegal. Did I feel good about it? Yeah, because my heart said, let's get these people out. My God, they're being killed here, you know. So I was very happy to make whatever you call it, a fake passport. And we got them out. Totally against the law, not the law of my heart. No. I'm not saying break the law. I'm saying feel it. What is true for you? And then stand by that truth. You know the truth in your heart. Then the question is, have I got the strength inside to be able to stand up for it? Have I got the courage? I mean, it's not easy sometimes, for sure. If you have it, go for it. Stand in your truth. And that is a major step forward.
It really is. And do you know what? People's internet radio is definitely, I'm not necessarily talking about Out of the Bag, my show, but Vin's show and Scotland is Free show with Pat Belden on a Monday night. You know, there's some absolutely fantastic people doing some fantastic things. And really what they're telling you, what they're informing, the information they are giving is exactly that. How to stand in your own power, how to be sovereign, individual, and to be able to make one's own decisions and choices based on logic, reason, fact, and the truth.
Do you know, it's a mindset. I really think it's a mindset. And I've been to war zones. I've seen awful things. I've seen miraculous things happening when you are in a high frequency, when you do not buy into the fear mode. They try to control you with fear. They try to scare the shit out of you mm-hmm. to control you. They do that through media. They do it through SWAT teams. They do it to riot police. There's so many different ways of doing it. But whatever the situation is, I believe people like Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad were like super hackers. They cracked the code to the matrix. They found out that if you meet a free